I did hot yoga once in my life.
Yes.
And I almost passed out. It was so hot.
Yeah.
I just started feeling, you know, like I couldn't move anymore. And there was a giant puddle of sweat on the floor. And, you know, I just, it wasn't my thing. But a lot of people like it. It's growing in popularity. But there are experts who are saying you got to be careful about it because you're exposing yourself to really warm temperatures while you are doing a workout.
Well, this is very similar, Mark, to the warnings that go out every summer when we have these high heat and humidity days. And I was about to even ask you, you know, since you do running, what normally for runners, what do they pay attention to when the temperatures get really high? Do they stop running after a while because, you know, if it's you know, 35 degrees outside and it's humid, is it a day that you say, you know, maybe I'm not going to do too much today?
Yeah, or you might do it earlier in the day or later in the day when the temperature's a little friendlier.
Right, and there are four ways the body tries to get rid of heat. There's convection, conduction, radiation, and evaporation. Convection and conduction sort of go together. Conduction is heat transferring through your body tissues, goes to your skin surface. Convection is when the wind blows on your skin and the heat is transferred into the air, so drawing heat away. Radiation is just the heat that you feel coming off your body, and evaporation is when you're sweating. And the only thing that really works after about 22 degrees Celsius is evaporation. The others really don't work as well anymore. And so what happens is your body responds to the heat around you by increasing its heart rate in order to increase blood flow to the surface of your skin to be able to convect and conduct heat away from your body. You start to sweat a lot more so that the sweat will absorb heat and evaporate to take heat away. And your breathing picks up again because you are trying to increase oxygen delivery to your body as your body is demanding more. Your heart rate is going up. Everything is going up. But also increasing your breathing transfers air out of your body more quickly. And so you're trying to blow off heat as you go. But if you're in a situation in a room where it's already, in this case, they gave it in Fahrenheit in this article, 90 to 105 degrees Fahrenheit or anywhere between 32 to 40 degrees Celsius, you're already in a situation that's no different than what's going on in the summertime.
Right.
And you're with a lot of other people in a sort of, not depending on the size of the room, where everybody is radiating heat as well. And so you're not effectively in that environment able to transfer heat away from your body. So you have to be very careful if you have a history, for example, of heart disease, if you're on blood pressure medications and diuretics, which actually increase fluid loss, if you've had caffeine before you go into these situations, because caffeine is a diuretic, so you lose water that way as well. So to me, sure, people can do what they want to do, but it is no different than being outside on a hot, humid day with all the advisories that we provide to people, just to be careful not to get dehydrated and suffer literally heat stroke or heat exhaustion, because your bodies cannot process and eliminate the heat buildup quickly enough in that environment.
And is there a benefit to the actual temperature in the room if you are able to keep, you know, manage your body temperature and drink lots of fluids and you're not exposing yourself to risk? Is there a benefit to the heat in the room on your muscles and on being able to stretch and all of that? Because that's what the argument is in favor of hot yoga as opposed to yoga at regular room temperature.
Well, I don't know if there's enough data to support the claim. It certainly, from an intuitive sense, would seem to be the case. But I would like to actually see some data to support the claim. Right now, it's the companies that actually perform this and provide this that are making this claim, so they have a vested interest to make it sound positive. It might be the case, but I would just like to see some data to support that.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.